Blog Talk Radio.
Too bad. There was some thunderstorms. So far, I haven't heard any thunder. I've seen a little rain. Drove in it. Really wasn't that bad. The sun came out. So I don't know what they were talking about. But, but I had such a rough day. You know, I have to, like, go to doctors. My mother has to go to doctors. My daughter has to go to doctors. Everybody has to go to doctors on a regular basis. It was just, I had to take my mother with me because she had to go to Coumadin today, but I had to go to my oncologist, my six-month checkup with my cancer doctor. But usually it's in and out, but never when you have to do, like, never when you have a really busy schedule that day does anything work in and out. If you have nothing to do the rest of the day, it's like, la-da-da, you know. You just go in, you come out, you do this, But when you have six things to do in one day, it seems to be that, you know, I never usually wait that long for the toilet. I waited. I got in, I waited some more. I got out, now I have to wait to go get a flush and blower. I waited. Then I got in and waited another 20. Nobody even came near me. All right, and then I had a 4 o'clock appointment to Coumadin right next door, which I had a 2:30 appointment with them. I didn't get out of there till 4:30. Now I had to go to Coumadin. They took me right away. Good thing about them. And then I had to get out of there, and then I had to go somewhere else. Then I had to, it was just, it just didn't work out today. I mean, yeah, today wasn't happening for me. I don't see the guys on right now. I'm pretty sure they're coming on, but sometimes some things happen, you know, so I can't always expect them to be on. But, you know, and then my daughter, this is just another thing, and she's dating this guy for 7 years, and I'm telling you, you know, I mean, okay, he's not an alcoholic. He doesn't beat her. He doesn't drink a lot. You know, he's pretty good in that field. But he doesn't do anything else. He doesn't really take you to dinner that much. Subways. And on Valentine's Day, he takes it. And he doesn't really do anything. He had 2 jobs, now he's down to 1. But he doesn't do anything really for her. He sees her once a week, and then when he has another day off, he goes with his friends. Or he plays video. I mean, it's just, you know what, it's not happening to me. But he has this female friend that I cannot stand, all right, because she gets involved in my daughter's relationship with her boyfriend all the time, which this girl should not. My daughter's already told him about this. Now, her and I had to go to Home Depot. This is why, like, I didn't even get to set up my page. Blog Talk does something now that I really don't like. They used to have your program scheduled for you. You could schedule for the whole, like, year. Now you can't, all right? I don't know. I guess they want to charge you for everything. If they offered that in the beginning, they should keep it, you know. And now I got to come in here, and I got to try to schedule a show. And sometimes it's the last minute for me because I have a very crazy day. Now, I'm on my daughter's laptop. My computer, it takes an hour to even get this computer going, and I didn't even get into the house until like 20 after 8. So, and now they do the show at 9 o'clock. You know, so it was a little crazy. Thank God my daughter has this computer that she lets me go on. It's an old computer, but it's still better than my computer. So, and this is what I'm on right now. I hope the guys, I don't see why they couldn't call in. It's the same number, but anyways. We're at Home Depot. I'm getting her a power strip and stuff for her lights and stuff. And he calls up. We're on our way there. Now, he works down around there, so he has to pick up his check. I got a surprise for you. I was going to come to your house. I got a surprise for you, la, la, la. This is his day off now. This is starting this week. Thursdays he gets off now. Wednesday he gets off. He always did. Now he gets Thursdays, all right? I don't know. He told me he had to do his taxes and stuff, but she goes, well, I'm right down the street from you and stuff. I'll meet you outside. So he pulls up. He shouldn't be with this girl. What was he with her all day? When he has an extra day off, don't you think he should be with your girlfriend that you've been dating for 7 years? So I didn't really. Now, this girl's a bitch, and I didn't really. She, like, thinks her shit, don't think. She, like, bosses everybody around. And when they all do a group thing, she's the one in control and this and that. You know, one of those girls. So her name is, I don't know. I call her Bimbo, but her name is Daphne. What a name. That's a real name. All right. It should be like Bambi. Anyway, but, again, now, who named your kid Daphne? I mean, really? Something with Disney. I don't know. Daffy Duck. They were really good friends before my daughter. You know, I don't want to. You know, in the first place, why don't you tell my daughter that you're with this girl? What did you go out to eat? He don't even take her out to eat. He must have spent the whole entire day with her. He don't even spend the whole entire day with my daughter on Wednesday. He comes, like, late in the afternoon. And then goes home at 12. Where he takes her to this broadcast thing. This is where he takes her out. He takes her to this broadcast thing he does on Wednesdays with his friends. You don't get paid for it or nothing. He takes her there. I mean, really? I mean, you know, I what about taking her out, right, to a normal date? So, and then this one, my daughter, I think my daughter just settles because instead of going out, you know, she's going to be 27 and, you know, it's just better than doing the whole looking for a boyfriend type thing. And then again, I feel, well, is she going to find somebody that's an alcoholic or drug addict that's going to beat her? You know, is this better or is this worse? You know? And I just didn't talk to them. I was so annoyed. So then when I was leaving, my daughter went with them. She better. Her boyfriend said to me, get home safe. And me being annoyed, once I'm annoyed, I don't want to talk to you. I went, what did I say? Okay, or something like that. And one of them came out. And she, not okay. I can't remember what I said, but I said something to the, instead of saying, okay, thank you, or whatever, he said, get home safe, and I said, I can't remember what I said, but she repeated the same thing I said after that, and I was like, is this girl, like, you know, market, I'll slap her so hard she don't even know what she's messing with. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just that kind of a day. But my daughter's out with them now, and when she gets home, oh, my God, this shit's going to hit the fan. The guys are on. I'm going to put the guys on. Oh, I'm dealing with this other computer. This is a great show for venting it, though. Hello, gentlemen. I'm on my daughter's computer. Yeah. I was telling everybody good day to you. I was telling everybody my day today, which really just got me. You know, today was just a terrible day. All right, and then to boot, my daughter's boyfriend tops it off in the end. You know what I mean? It's just. I had to go talk to my oncologist. I had an appointment with her, and it was just like, you know how, like, when you have nothing to do all day, and you go for appointment and stuff, and it goes really quick. For the most part, they go really quick or whatever. And then when you have 5 million things to do that day, they go slower than shit. Well, this was today. I had a very busy day today. So I waited forever to see the oncologist. I waited forever for the flush and for them to draw blood. And then I went into Kuhlman, and it was just like waiting and waiting, and I had so many things to do that I didn't get to do two of them because of it. Okay. But I went to the oncologist, and she's going to give me chest x-rays to start off with and CAT scans and stuff just to check my breathing and to see where the bad breathing is coming from. All right, we lost Adam. Okay. And Adam went down. I guess it's the phone. Oh, wait, he's back.
The phone. He's calling on his cell phone.
Now, do you realize you both have the same last two digits in your phone number? Okay. And, wait, did I put you on, Adam? Wait a minute. Is that a problem with the house phone connecting?
Yes, I had problems with the house phone again. I don't know why.
Oh, my. Why is that? You never did before.
I know. I don't know. I tried the one to deliver, but it couldn't hear me. But it worked before.
All your phones are losing their, even your computer is losing their sound. What the hell is going on there? Anyway, but
well, that's a laptop, not my computer.
Your computer is losing sound now?
No, the laptop in the dining room.
I know. Oh, my God. So, but,
sorry, we're a little
late,
as I was saying, because watching the Idol, and we just lost track of time. The farewell of Idol. They brought all these people back.
This was the last show tonight?
Yep.
Oh, my God,
forever.
Who won?
No one yet. They don't do that until, like, 5 minutes after the show. It's a two-hour show. J-Lo's
on
now singing. Yeah, J-Lo's singing now.
Oh, I don't want you to miss your Idol show.
No, we could talk to you.
You know, I forgot that show was on.
Yeah, we didn't watch every night. We just watched the farewell. And they had everyone on here. Carrie Underwood looked good. Fucking skinny, short hair. She looked beautiful.
Well, Carrie Underwood.
Big Daughtry, Adam Lambert. I think he dyed his hair blonde.
Yeah, he did. But she was always skinny, Carrie Underwood. I mean,
she was pretty. I mean, no, she had high heels, short hair. She didn't have her long hair anymore. I was like, wow. They brought all these people. Half of them on the one-hit wonders or never made it.
I put
and now J-Lo's on
over.
Dancing with all these hot men. Tramp.
What time does this go off? At 10? No, what time does
10:05, I think. It came out at 8.
Well, we got to get you off before the...
No! We don't care.
Too bad you couldn't... I should have taped it. I didn't even... I started it. See, I have the what you call so I could restart it. I just restarted it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the DVR, you can restart it and stuff. But, because it all come out in white and stuff. But, if you talk just a few minutes,
Roy,
you can go to because I'm not really worried about, you know, the whole show thing. I mean, I like my show, but,
see who shows up and they have, like, all the old ones.
What about the old judges?
Well, I don't know. That could be the surprise.
Time to call them because I don't even know if... Are they all came walking out in white?
No, that's the beginning. We're up to J-Lo singing in her two-piece bathing suit with high heels, green.
Well, can you sit in the room
new song
and watch
sucks.
It?
I want to tell.
Yeah, go ahead. What did the doctor say? What else happened?
Yeah, what did the doctor say?
I hope you're watching it. But, anyways, it was just on, you know, and then I'll tell you in that time, but I just was not having a good day. And I'm on my daughter's computer because I didn't get home until after 8, and my computer takes an hour to turn on or to do anything.
Maybe
you
need a new computer.
Yeah, I do need a new computer, but every time I go to buy a new computer, everything else breaks down. I got to put my money into that.
Maybe you need to upgrade the Microsoft or something.
Oh, no, my computer's 2007. My computer's coughing. It's so old, you know. It's like an old person.
Almost
you know.
10 years old.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's an old model, but it's a Dell. Dell's a good computer. It always was a good computer.
Yeah, we have Dell.
But, you know, I would like to get another Dell. Chances are I will. I called up and had this made exactly the way I wanted it. So I think I'm going to, you know, possibly do that again as soon as I get a little money. But that was my Social Security money that I got, that computer. But how's everything going with you guys? I talked to you yesterday or the other day, but how's everything going? Did you figure out where you want to go to eat? Adam wants to go to Waterfalls.
To you. No, I don't. No,
I just said Waterfalls is so expensive. But I gotta look at my email and once my computer actually goes on and I ordered tickets because they could be printed up. I went to the office to have them printed up for the movies. And did you want to buy a pack off me?
Sure. For what?
It's only $20.
For what?
Tickets to the movie.
On Saturday.
Oh. You seen the boss? It looks funny.
It's $20 for two tickets.
All right.
Not unless you want to buy them there.
No. They're cheap. They just
saving
money,
I think
right?
it's almost $20 for one ticket.
It's like $15 for one ticket.
It's how much?
$15, 1 and 5.
15?
Yeah.
Wow, it's $15 for one ticket. They got a lot of nerve. They only charge you $20 for two.
The freaking bottle of water was the freaking is $4.79. I could just bring my own bottle of water.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'd rather lick the sweat off my body than do that. You know, $4. Get out of here. I mean, that's crazy. But
what's your idea? Do you want to go to tomorrow for dinner?
Well, I was looking at the 6 o'clock movie. Okay. Because they have one at 6 o'clock. So that means that we would pretty much have to go
Saturday.
Out around 4. Okay? If you want time to spare to come back, we would have to go out to eat around 4. But where is the whole thing? It's like, I'm sure it's going to be around here, but around here don't have the best dinner choices.
No.
I mean the restaurants are okay. But I don't think that they're going to go all the way there and all the way back here to go all the way back there again. I have to go all the way there because, you know, I'm going to pick you guys up. But to have them do it, I don't know. You know, me, I don't care. You know, some people do. I don't know if they would either, but I just... So chances are I pick you up, bring you here, and we all meet around here to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be the smarter thing to do and then go see the movie and then go head back
is
over there.
And Debbie still coming?
Yeah, I think so, as far as I know. You know, I seen Linda before. I stopped at her office to ask her about printing up the tickets. Yeah, you know, but
Do you have a lot of tasks on the
morning? Yeah, I do, but I got a lot of things to do tomorrow too. okay. And it's like, you know, 50,000 things to do and 10 minutes to do it in. And also...
That's always the way.
I am so overwhelmed with everything, you don't even know. I don't even know how I do it. You know, I have to, there are like 15 of me to do, you know, all this, the stuff, you know. So anyway, I think the girl with the afro is going to win. She's
that
the top.
That hair is outrageous. That hair is like friggin'.
Well, right now she's got a family living in it because she don't have no money. When she hits it big, she can move them out. I mean, yeah, the afro thing is a popular thing, but I like the afro. I always wanted one.
There you go.
Well, it protects your head. You know, but if she fell down on the ground, she wouldn't get a concussion, that's for sure. But
no.
I used to have a friend that had an afro, and I used to play with it. But, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to find a place that everybody's going to agree on to eat. And, yikes, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy when you get a bunch of people together and you try to make an arrangement. You know,
yeah.
And then Adam asked you about the other situation, and I feel bad. But, you know, me personally, I don't care. But, you know, it was just a few of us. I don't even think the other girl does. One person does, and I, you know, I think he probably told you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
You know, if I told her that, she'd be like, oh, I got something to do.
Nice.
And then I'd be like, uh-oh, well, okay, you know.
But that happened
2 years
ago. She just needs to move on.
But it doesn't matter. It still happened.
I realized what she grabbed was the thing that he made for his ugly sweater. That's the balls that were hanging.
But I told,
yeah.
I asked her that, and they said no.
Yeah.
She pinched his. It's Becca.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, did she overshoot? Did she accidentally? And he's like, no, she had a good grip. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, well, okay. You know, I mean, you know, and I said, well, she was drinking, you know. But she was like, you know, you drink too. Would you do that? And I'm like, well, no, it's different people. You know, but it just didn't go down well. Well, it went down, but not well.
In 2 weeks is going to be bad when we get these people coming in to New York.
What people?
Clinton and Trump and idiot Sanders and the other one that hates New York, Cruz.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Hillary didn't lose out, right? She didn't, because... supposedly Sanders won the
Wisconsin. Well, it's probably only two people in that country.
Nobody lost out. They still have to have the convention. Nothing
yeah,
happened
to New York.
July.
That's what I'm saying. 2 weeks is they're going to be doing it.
Yeah, but
yeah,
July,
well, Hillary's living in New York, and she has New York fans, but so does Trump.
So it would be him and her. The other two could just die for I care. Because I don't trust Cruz. He hates New York.
Well, they're saying that Trump
and
could
Sam's
win in New York
shit.
Because New York loves him. But they also like Hillary.
Yeah, so they'll vote for the Republican and vote for Democrat.
Me, personally, you know, it's so confusing, this campaign, because there's nobody really that great.
No.
I think the tickets just came through my email. I have to send them to Linda, and then she's going to print them out. I put them on my credit card, my card. But anyways, you know, I mean, There's no, but I mean, I like Hillary. She's okay. I don't like Trump at all. Bernie Sanders, I don't know much about him.
He's a socialist.
I know that he, I know he's an old man that
could croak
when he's
saying the pledge.
Yeah. I mean, how old is he? Is he going to drop dead in
79,
office? I don't
he
know.
Might die at his day of sworn in, but hopefully he's not elected. We need
well,
not him.
You know,
office.
If he gets in, we got to make sure they got a good, nice vice president.
Who, Sanders?
If,
no. Well, he's
well if
Sanders Hillary?
Gets in, because if he drops dead, we're going to need a good vice president.
The runner-up should go in.
Because then hair takes, right? The one that, well, they do that in the beauty pageant, right?
Yeah,
if,
yeah.
If they can't, you
the
know, come with their
yeah.
crown. Right, if they
oh
can't
God,
with their crown
that.
Or whatever, the runner-up takes the place.
Oh.
Anyway, if Trump becomes president, I don't think he's going to be around for long.
Well, half of the people move to Canada and let them. We don't
half
want
half the people
them.
Moved to Canada already?
They'll say it. If he's elected president, Whoopi's gone. The bobblehead idiot with his face, Al Sharpton's gone. Good, go. We don't want you. You saw all those racist wars.
I don't think that they... well, Canada has room for them, but it's all woods. But I don't know if Canada wants Americans.
Bobblehead?
I don't think Canada wants Americans, though.
They hate us anyway, so what the hell?
The
only
they
country that
us.
Never is in the
they're
war.
Like
I wonder why. Why they're never they're, in the war.
They're not like everybody else. Everybody else hates us.
They hate us,
you
too.
Know.
They make fun of us.
Not that I know. My husband never said that to me. I'll come to Canada.
He's Canadian.
They're
gonna hate
you. Everybody
like
likes me when I was there. You know,
they,
but
it's a fake, phony smile like we put on here.
Actually, I got to tell you, Canada people are very sweet and nice. You know, I mean, they're
yeah,
not
they
like,
leave the doors open to get killed. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know. Just picture everyone.
They don't. They don't have that like they do here. You kidding? There was the one murder in where my husband was, and that was like the first murder in 20 years, and that was a while ago. They don't. You know, it's not like here. It's just. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it because we have all this kind of shit. Here and all these violent people here, but these other countries and states or whatever don't have it. What are we doing wrong? You know what I mean?
Put someone smart in office.
You know, I mean, it's is it even anything to do with?
I just hope if Trump does run and goes in, I hope he doesn't pick fat old Chris Christie. Oh my God, Abby, that's all you need, that freaking fat piece of crap. Another one I might kill over and die.
I don't think he's going to.
Because he's trying to keep up Trump's ass so much.
Yeah, well, I'm a little fight about Trump, but, you know, we think we have it bad now. Oh, God, no.
Boy, I tell you, all this, you see today again on SA Live how another person died by Burger King from drug overdose. What the hell is going on with this?
On Staten Island?
Yes, another one.
What
they found
King?
The body in a car by Willowbrook. I think it's Willowbrook he was in by the over there. Now, was it Willowbrook? It said on SI Live by Burger King, one of the Burger Kings. If you look on it, you'll see it.
Well, I have a Burger King over Forest Avenue, but
yeah,
not
I know.
Will-
that's Willowbrook one. That's the Willowbrook one. No, wait,
that's
the...
not Will.
That's the porridge... I don't know what the hell they call that one.
Near Willowbrook, there is a Burger King. There's one near the mall.
Might be the one by the mall. That's
a heroin overdose?
Well, they found the drugs and stuff on him. So
well, you know what? Maybe
too.
Maybe some pusher gave some bad drugs to all
heroin.
The right. Maybe they gave him bad heroin, and maybe there's a bad stash of heroin going around. That's what's doing it.
It's killing all the people that are doing it. They're stupid. I have no sympathy for people that do that. I'm sorry.
I don't either. But they're saying that a lot of it has to do with the fact that they were on regular prescription painkillers.
Stuff like that, please.
Right, and they turn them into that, whatever. You know what, go to the doctor and get help. Go to rehab. Get help. Have them.
The doctors are the ones that give them all these drugs. I mean, they think, oh, dude, take this or take this. Yeah, to drug the person up so they could die. That's all the government's doing anyway, the pharmaceuticals as well. They're trying to kill us.
I can't believe that heroin is out like it is, especially on Staten Island.
I know.
It's just humiliating what's happening to this borough, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
horrible. It's sad. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was out years ago, and they managed to get it, you know, most of it out and most of it done with, and
now it's come
people,
back.
I just can't believe it because it's cheap.
But you also
maybe they should
too.
Make it expensive.
The councilman on Staten Island who represents us that I knew when I was growing up, he posted that if they close Rikers, they're going to put all those criminals here. They're going to reopen off the kill facility. That's all we need.
Yep.
Those criminals, the killers, the rapists, everything, the gangs again.
Well,
we don't need
be
them
in jail.
Here.
But I read that they
I
want to build a prison
them.
Here. I read that they want to build a big prison here.
No, I don't
we
think
have
we
have a prison here. But is
it's
it going to be able to
vacant.
Hold these people?
It's vacant right now. They closed that a long time ago.
It's vacant? I didn't think they vacant.
Yeah, it's right over the bridge
but
when you go over the
I went
the
past
Arizona.
It not
like,
too
yeah.
long ago, and it looked in great condition. So
it is in great
know.
Condition, but there's no one in here. They closed it like 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago. I think when
yeah,
Bloomberg
but,
was in office.
Yeah, but you know who used to be in there? The one
Everything.
That killed Malcolm X.
Yeah, so you let now you're bringing all these people from Rikers over here, really? I should just drown them. Put them in
we
the ocean with the sharks.
Drown them like rats.
And one person, well, what was it? Not a person, but people were saying, well, there's a thing going on Yahoo saying, would you prefer the death penalty come back? I was like, yep, 100%, maybe 100,000%, because a lot of them need to be executed.
Well, I believe in the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Just
but
like those four people that raped that 9-year-old girl while her mother was on crystal meth. They should be hung and cut up and eaten to the sharks. That's what
well,
I
believe in. I believe in death penalty if they are 100% positive that that happened.
Well, those four did. And
because,
mother was on crystal meth.
What they were finding out was they were putting people to death and then they'll find out later on that they didn't do it. And
that's why it's
so
forensics. Forensics.
Well, today is different. It really is
mm-hmm.
different than what it was back then. They could know so much more and stuff. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but, you know, there's so much more now out there to find out if it's true or not or if that happens and DNA and it's just, you know, they did put a lot of innocent people on to death. So that's what was the whole big thing about it. But anyways, but so anything else going on? Anything new? Anything exciting?
No, my mother complained to yell at me today.
Yell at you?
Nothing usual. Yeah, complaining like, oh, you don't call me. I was like, you can pick up the phone too, but you should always call your mother. I'm like, no, you can call me too. I don't have to call you. I was like, I was busy.
I don't know why she's yelling at you.
She freaking complained. Now she wants to go out because now Wendy's going out again on Saturday and taking a kid to a friend's house, and she wants to go somewhere. I was like, you're not coming here. We're not going to be here. Because she asked where we're going. I said, I'm going out to the movies.
Did she ask you if she can go too?
No.
I'm surprised she didn't ask to go with his.
No, because I said, no. I said, I told her, I said, no, I'm going out with a few people. And that's it.
Oh.
Going out.
Well, she's supposed to be leaving.
She's not leaving. Now she's pushing me to go in July. If she can't, if Wendy can't find a babysitter. Because she was going to go with Christina's birthday. Now she's not.
Oh, boy.
I know. And I got her in the... Remember all those years she's been saying she owes the government? She doesn't owe shit in her income tax to anybody. So she's getting good money back for some reason.
She told you this?
Uh-huh, today. I just asked her, so are you paying the federal anymore? She's like, no, I don't owe the money. So all those years she's been fucking lying.
I'm really surprised that she volunteered this.
God, I wish I could make $58,000 a year and just sit on my fucking ass all day. Live free. Free house, free rent, free nothing.
Yeah, because your mother usually doesn't like to volunteer anything to do with her financially.
No, she doesn't even give money to anybody.
She don't even offer it. She used to offer it at least.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this damn thing off because they're not even having the three original judges on here. This is sad.
Well, maybe in the end.
They should have been honorary. It goes off at 10:05.
Well, there's still...
That's what made this show, was those three. They killed it when they had Nicki Minaj and Mariah on it. And then they killed it with J-Lo and these three, two other guys. Harry Kulnick and Kevin
Nicki Minaj,
Urban.
I couldn't stand her. That Nicki Minaj, whatever, I can't stand her.
Yeah, she mentioned something about Idol. And I was like, ugh, can't stand that bimbo. And yeah, Mariah won't even mention anything. She hated being on the show.
Well, you don't think two of them are going to go on that show now, do you?
No, they said Nicki Minaj was on the show. She videotaped the thing about the contestants and stuff like that. But that's
she
what
did?
They would have done. She's not on here. Then they wouldn't be on here. They just do video and they show it.
Oh.
And Mariah, she said she didn't want to fight on the show, and they made her and Nicki Minaj like enemies for no damn reason. She was like, it was the worst thing I ever did, and it was to be on the show.
Are Nicki saying that they made them do that fight?
Mariah did.
Mariah
said
that they made
them
fight?
Yeah, they would tell her, oh, we got to make it look real. She's like, no, I'm not going to start.
I got news for you. They do that on shows.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of reality people were saying that, you know, they were telling us to do this and do that. And
because
fight.
You
and
know what?
Family.
It wasn't like original like with Paula and Simon. Then, oh, Paula and Randy are on, but we have Simon. Oh, no Simon. No Simon
Let
Cowell.
Me tell you something about American Idol. My friend tried out for American Idol a couple times. Now, well, actually, her husband did, and then she did. And they told them, they're very good singers, which they are, but they told them that if you had to talk about another contestant or a judge and go against the judge in this, would you do it? And they said no. And they said, well, we need people that are gonna go against people we tell them to go against. And they said, well, we're not going to do that. And they didn't accept them. Because part of the show is to get people to watch it, but to make a big drama out of it. And they wanted
mm-hmm.
to make a drama thing. And,
but with Paula and Simon, it was natural. It wasn't like script or anything.
Because a lot of these reality shows are scripted. People don't understand that. you know, they tell people what to do and say. They, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to pretend you hate them, you got to, you know, that's terrible. It's not reality. You know, but I don't think I would do it either, but people do it because of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, so I don't, I have it on, and I went back, rolled it back to the beginning again. I'm going to try to roll it back to the beginning and watch some of it.
Oh, Simon's here. All three,
Simon,
they put all three back. Yeah, all three of them. Of course you can't have it without him.
Oh, they did come out?
Yeah, Paula, Randy, and Simon. Of course. And Paula's like, she actually dissed America. She goes, Ryan, you're the only one that lasts for 15 years.
Yeah, because nobody else wanted him.
That's right.
I mean, who knew who he was before American Idol? Did you?
I know. And you know what?
I didn't know who he was.
Paula and Randy, the show would never have existed.
Because Randy, who knew who he was? I didn't know who the hell
I knew Randy Jackson from, he produced, like, records for Mariah, songs for Mariah and some other celebrities.
Well, I
he
wasn't
was in
into
a
that
Journey.
Part.
I think he was in Journey. Yeah.
He produced Journey because he wasn't in Journey. I was a big fan of Journey. I seen him at concert. What he was doing, but I was like, who is he? You know, but I knew he was he's a person that was in the back scenes. He's, you know, not a front row person, but for who, I don't know. Anyway, Carlo, how's everything going? You're very quiet back there.
Everything is fine.
Lucky
you know, you got to teach me how to make that pie because it was, I didn't want to give them any, but I did. Did anybody contact you?
No.
Oh, they got to invite you. They're so busy now. They got to still tell you, I gave them each a piece. I gave them a half of a half. Like, I took half and me and my daughter ate it, and then I gave them each a half of a half.
So you gave
him a quarter. I gave him a quarter, right. What you call couldn't have it because he doesn't eat pork.
No, I know that.
Yeah. But absolutely delicious. Like, I have to know how to make this now. I know it's eggs and chopped up ham and cheese and meat and stuff, but the whole preparation of it, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, you told me how much stuff you used to make all them pies. Oh, my God, you could sell them.
They
you
do.
Know,
the bakery sell it by the pound.
I went and got one of the loaf ones, you know, the meat bread that
mm-hmm.
didn't even have the eggs in it and stuff. And it cost me $20.
Wow,
like
really?
$20 for a loaf of meat bread, and it just had like meat in it, like little pieces of chopped meat in it. It didn't even, like, well, not chopped meat, but you know what I mean. It didn't have egg or all that other stuff in it or peppers or anything. It was $20. I was like, are you kidding me? But it's good. Do you ever make that?
What, meat bread?
Yeah.
The prosciutto bread, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that, you need a lot of work for that.
So who do work we for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta need lard and stuff for that.
Lard. Oh, you gotta make the dough, you mean?
To make the real prosciutto bread, you really need the lard to work it into
she
the
bang,
dough.
She bang,
yeah, he's saying she bang.
She bang.
But you buy the dough for the pies, right?
Right, but the lard bread, in order to taste good, you need that fat to work it into the dough with also the prosciutto pieces.
Oh, but that's not a pizza dough that you use for the pies, is it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Wow. It didn't seem like that. It was just so, it was so nice. So heavy.
It all about how you roll it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so good. But,
Does your mom eat that type or no?
I gave her a piece, but she had a little piece, but she doesn't eat that kind of stuff now. My mother is so picky, you don't even know. I mean, even when I make her eggs, she's like, these are too well done. Oh, these are too soft. These are too, I want to kill her. The bacon's too crispy. I can't eat it. I didn't make it that crispy this time. I can't chew it. I can't. Yeah, you know, I mean, you could be Chef Wolfman Puck and she would still. You know what I mean? But all of them could be there. Gordon Ramsay, Emo, and she would still have a problem. But anyways, but my daughter and I, of course we liked it. Of course.
It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad I
very,
very
enjoyed it. Yes, I'm telling you, it was like, oh, my God.
Why did your daughter's boyfriend piss you off for this?
Well, her and I, after we did everything we were supposed to do, we went to Home Depot to pick up a power strip for her. And she said, my boyfriend's on his way. He has to go pick up a check at his job. Now, that's on the way past Home Depot. So he goes, she's got a surprise for me. He was going to stop at the house, but I told him I wasn't home. He's got a surprise. All right. We wait outside a few minutes, and he pulls up. Now, there was a car that pulled up, and he has this friend, Daphne, that gets involved in their relationship, which really, I really can't take this girl. I don't like her. You know, she's a little smart-ass. She's always, when there's always, like, they all go out and stuff, she's the boss. She decides this. She decides that. She's the controller. That she does this. She, you know, she's always the one to, you know, her way or no way or whatever, you know. Instead of saying, what do you all want to do? What do you want to do? Let's come up with an idea. Like, we kind of do. We're like, where do you want to eat? Let's pick a few places. You know, what movie do you want to see? Whatever. She, like, makes the decisions. Okay. Now, they had problems with this girl before because he knew her before he met my daughter. And she had a boyfriend at the time, but she don't have a boyfriend anymore. She don't have a lot of friends. That tells you a lot. So, she was constantly, like, boyfriend. She's been with him 7 years. If she sees him once a week, maybe sometimes twice, that's ridiculous, all right? But he worked a lot. Now he don't work as much. He has Thursday off now, Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it just started this week, right? So, this is his first Thursday off in a long time. So, and the car came in the parking lot, and I said, oh, there he is with that girl Daphne, right? But she's like, that's not his car. And I was like, yeah, he wishes, because it was a nice car. And sure enough, he pulls up with this girl. So now I'm annoyed, because I don't like this girl for number one. She's a little smart mouth, smart ass, right? She's like fresher than my daughter. Like, she tells, like, she's the boss of my daughter. So they come out, they walk to the car. I'm not happy. And they were walking a few feet behind me, and I said out loud, and I don't care if she heard me, but I said, this girl is trouble, right? And my daughter she walked back there with them, you know, and I was, like, not happy. So then I was giving them one word, and when I'm angry, I don't really answer you too, like, verbally. I mean, you know when I'm angry, right? So, So I didn't say much. I walked way ahead of them. And you know that's a lot for me to do. And stop. So I get to the what you call, I pay my way out. And we're going to get in the car, and now my daughter goes with them. And her boyfriend says to me, take care, Debbie, get home safe. And I said, I think I said, yeah, right, or something like that. Can't remember what I said, but it's not something, I didn't say okie dokie, because that would be stupid. But something with, something like, yeah, right. So then I go to get in the car, and the girl goes, yeah, right. Now, I don't know if she was saying it to him, right, because I heard him saying something, so I don't know if she was, like, mimicking me, like, you know, doing it. And because of my daughter, and I promised her I wouldn't say anything, because I said to her, I want to talk to your boyfriend. She goes, not now, Mommy, not now, you know, and I said, if I do it now, he's not going to like it because I am mad. I'm steaming, all right? When I'm steaming, forget it. My head blows off. So, but I wanted to say something to that girl, like she mimicked, like, you know what I mean? Like, because I said it, and she said it, like, just like, because I'll rip that girl's head off and shit down her neck. She doesn't know who she's, I'll tell her, you're not playing with the kids, my dear. You're playing with the big dogs. And you don't play with this big dog. This big dog bites and bites hard. You know, I'll put her in a place. You know, she's this 20-something-year-old girl or whatever. You want to talk to your friends or do whatever your friends or whatever, fine. But with me, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose big time. So I was like, and I was so mad. My pressure was so high because of this girl. So when my daughter gets home, we're going to have a nice little discussion. But my daughter gets upset for me because she's, you know, I mean, my daughter's questioned her in the past, and he knows it. You know, should you be with this girl picking her up? He probably took her out and went to dinner with her and the whole bit today, more than he ever does with my daughter. He takes my daughter on Wednesdays. He comes around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then he takes it to this blog thing at 9 o'clock that the job used to work, this blogcast thing, and he makes her sit in there and she can't say a word while they do this blogcast thing. And then he takes her home. That is their friggin' one day a week together. And my daughter cannot see this. She cannot, you know, when he gets time off, he runs to his friends, or he'll be at his friends, or he'll be at, you know what, fuck your friends, you can go and screw them, you know what I mean, it's like, it's never about her, you know, it's about him and his friends, and then her, he's definitely first, because it's always about him. You know, but this makes me mad, and she doesn't get it. She allows it. She doesn't understand it, and she thinks that I overreact to it. You know, and it's, how can you make somebody see something that they're never going to see? It's almost like she's blind to it, you know?
Sometimes you have to let them fall in order for them to see it.
Fall? I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes you have to let her, you know, you try to protect her, but after a while, you can only do so much.
Well, after 7 years to fall, this would be a hard fall.
I know.
7-year investment in somebody that obviously doesn't get it. And I'm going to tell him, you don't get it. You don't know how to treat a woman. He knows this. He's been told this. His first girlfriend dumped him for that reason. His first girlfriend cheated on him because he really didn't. He doesn't know how to treat a woman. He doesn't know how to do anything. You know, he's like a kid. He's like, he doesn't know.
Yeah, but after a while.
Yeah, you know, when you're 28 years old or whatever you are, You should know something by now. Even if it is your second or girlfriend or third, you should know.
She should just leave him.
You know, I mean, that's what I, you know what it is? I want my daughter to be happy. You always bring your family and your kids, whatever, you want them to be happy and secure and somebody that's going to treat them like gold. And when they don't, you know, it really bothers you because it's your kid. But, you know, he doesn't drink, really. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't beat her. You know, his friends are pretty decent people. They don't do all that crap either. You know what I mean? Like, and I would know, you know. And so I like that part because she can meet somebody that could be a beater, could be a drug addict, could be an alcoholic, could be worse than what he is. He is bad in the way of not doting over her and stuff. She's like, oh, well, I don't want that stuff. They've been in seven years. He bought her a $20 ring, you know what I mean? And it's not that he don't have money because he spends $200 on BB guns.
She deserves better. She doesn't need to stay with him.
But that's the way I feel.
She needs to wake up. She needs to wake up, though.
Yeah, but
you
how
know?
Do you wake somebody up from a coma? It's
easy.
I
sprinkle holy water on them.
I'll probably burn right off. I try to wake them up. I'm constantly saying things.
Doesn't
she
realize
he
doesn't even pay any attention? Doesn't she realize that?
No.
She's in
you
the chair.
She tells me I like.
I don't know why you like someone that doesn't have a head on his shoulders.
She's like, I like it. I don't want somebody around me all the time. I said, Heather, but if you and him want to get a place together and move in together, what are you going to do then? You're going to get on each other's nerves if you don't want to be around. You don't even know. You're not around him enough to know if he will get on your nerves.
And he still lives with his mother, right?
Yes. I mean, she
mom,
does too.
And how old is he, 30?
I think he's 28.
28
sure.
Still, but didn't he go to college or whatever?
Yeah, he went to college for acting.
Didn't last long, huh? He shouldn't waste the money, huh?
Well, the thing is that he did a few semesters, but he had to pay out of his own pocket, so he couldn't work and do school and keep up with it.
And then he should take up a second thing, you know? And he doesn't have a good paying job. He works for a damn adult store.
Well, now that, yeah, now he does that only.
So what the hell is he? Well, I saw online, maybe you tell your daughter to tell him that the MTA is hiring again.
He's already up for it. Garbage man. He's already on the list. He's already up there.
Well, the MTA
is,
they train you for your CDL license.
You know, maybe he should be doing something like that, too. Who knows? But it takes such a long time. You get on this four-year list or whatever, and God, before you know it, you're an old fig. You know? You're like, you finally get up at the top of the list. Oh, get my cane. I'm finally in. I've been waiting. Where's my cane?
Yes. No. Wait, I guess I could still make it.
Yeah.
My keys are falling out. It took so long to become MTA.
That's right. I hope to give me a seat so I can
sit
there. My
bladder just popped out.
Now, and when they finally get you, you got to stop when you're 2 years old.
What am I supposed to do?
You got to start
when
you're born.
That's right. When your mother's carrying you, she's going to find out if you're a boy and a girl and put you on the list to get jobs. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, even
too well for him. He should went to do something else, like business accounting or something.
You see
these
mothers that they're pregnant or whatever, and the kid's not even born yet, and they're already on the preschool list?
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy today. Yeah,
it is.
It is. Yeah, you're on the 4-year waiting list. Oh, good. I don't know how I'm going to eat in 4 years, but that's good.
They start putting them on these special preschool lists when they're just born.
Right, they do. They put them on that list. They do. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? You know, I mean, it's crazy. It really is crazy. And, you know, so it really is hard to get a job. My daughter does know reception stuff. She wants to try to get reception stuff. I said, well, Adam, you know, he goes out there and he looks and he gets jobs and he, you know, he gets interviews and he does all that kind of stuff for lawyers and plastic surgeons and all that. He has all that background and, you know, she was working as a receptionist to the CSI, to this college, you know, and like she's done it, you know, and she was getting paid for it while she was in school. She was doing that, you know, so, you know, she could do that. But she's like, where do I get to? See, the only difference is that my daughter will not go off of Staten Island, and I don't want her off of Staten Island, but she has a panicky type issue with going off Staten Island. And, you know, so there's not a lot of jobs for reception or secretary or whatever on Staten Island. File clerk.
Only if you have to get into the hospital then.
Hospital, right. My friend used to be in medical records in the Staten Island Hospital. I have a couple of friends that are in that on Staten Island Hospital. You know, Sabrina and my other friend, Brian.
Well, she might be able to get into a doctor's office as being a receptionist or in a beauty salon or, you know.
A beauty salon?
Fit her, right?
Yeah.
She should do what I told her. You know, those two places I was keep hiring.
She should try to become a crossing guard, too.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
she gets a good
scary.
Pension and whatever, but she only works 2 hours a day. 4 hours a day.
Yeah. They have great medical. You know why? They get hit by cars on a constant basis. You know how many of them get hit?
No,
my friend used
not
to be a
really.
Crossing guard. My friend used
no,
to be a crossing guard.
Ronnie
a lot
was
of
a crossing guard.
Hit.
And Ronnie was a crossing guard, and she was there for like 50-something years.
She was lucky.
The same stuff.
But I'm sure no one's going to hit your daughter.
No.
She'd give them that look of like, really?
She grabs it with their baton. The baton.
But, you know, I mean, you have to have a really fat person to do the crossing guard because
no, you
at least
don't.
They can see them coming.
Doing it, the woman doesn't matter
you
who
put,
it is.
You put one of those glow in the dark
crappy,
vests
but they get
on
good
a big
benefit.
Fat person.
Well, listen,
you know?
You put a vest on Heather. What about that? She's don't worry, they're gonna see her.
Yeah, they're gonna be looking at her boobs and probably run into her. No. but you can never worry about my daughter crossing the street by herself, let alone being a crossing guard.
She could become a hostess at one of the diners. Eat the people.
Yeah, she can sense the people spending their food.
I'm happy you finished that in a minute. But,
the winner was announced. Do you want to know who it was?
No, I'm watching it.
Oh, okay. Just letting you know.
It was a black
the
girl.
Frontier. No.
No. It was the guy that won.
Well, I don't even know who the guy is.
Trent Harmon.
I don't know why he would win.
Let me no, you know
guy.
What? Let me tell you something.
Boy.
Her career will be greater because she didn't win. The ones that win don't become
honestly,
famous.
Honestly, wait.
I know. The only ones that really
hold on.
Carrie Underwood,
she
Kelly Clarkson.
She reminds me of Diana Ross with the hairdo, but she also reminds me of Jennifer Hudson. When Jennifer Hudson looked like that.
She was charming. Jennifer
but
Hudson didn't win.
She looks pretty.
No, and she had a more successful career than
she
anybody.
She looks good. She was on here too singing. They put all these all back. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. They did wonders
like
with her. They did wonders with Jennifer Hudson because when she first started out, she was heavy. She was always pretty.
Dream girl.
She was always a good singer.
Well, you know why? She became looking like that. She lost all the weight. Her husband is a professional wrestler / lawyer, so she was set for life anyway. And he's a wrestler, a lawyer, a teacher, and she is a singer, an actress. So.
Yeah, but you know what? If she didn't become famous, she would have never met him. He wouldn't have gave
I
her
think they would.
Not only that, she was illiterate. She was like, I was like, oh, my girl, they got to teach this girl how to talk and interviews. And so she was, like, really bad.
Well, she was good.
Once
Dream Girls picked up, once she was on that show, Dream Girls, the movie, that's what rocked her to stardom.
They really
taught her.
And
Taylor Hicks didn't do crap. Clay Aiken sucked. Ruben Studdard sucked. Kelly was the main one who made phenomenal money. Carrie Underwood, Daughtry, who was a runner-up. He made millions. Adam Lambert.
Yeah, but don't forget,
win.
Clay Aiken did well because he didn't win.
You know, the
other one won
it.
And did shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. But at least you have Chris Daughtry who keeps coming out with CDs who are top number one. And Adam Lambert, too. He comes up with music.
He didn't win.
And he didn't win. And that's another one. Like, you know, Chris, the other guy named Chris something who won, you know, it was him and Adam Lambert. You don't hear from him anymore. Half of them you don't even hear anymore because they're not.
Oh, he goes, they go on tour.
Like Kelly Pickler, she destroyed her image, her look. It was disgusting when she had plastic
surgery.
No, but
she became very famous in the country line.
She was at the Borgata.
Yeah, she's country, but she is not like Carrie Underwood, who became a super, super country star.
No,
and
only
she's
you know what? She we had tickets to go see Pickler, and we never went. We were there.
I went
more
times,
last year,
yeah.
And we didn't. We were there, but we got busy playing, and we didn't even go see the show.
That's why I see Carrie Underwood. She's
we
beautiful, Carrie Underwood. Oh my gosh, she cut her hair. She had high heels on, a nice mini skirt. I was like, wow, she's beautiful after having. I think she had a baby, but Kelly Clarkson couldn't be there because she was about to pop. I think she had a baby.
She's the first one, too. That's terrible.
Yeah, she's the runner-up, he was Justin Guarini, whatever his name was. They did a movie together, him and Kelly. It sucked in 2001. And he was never to be heard again.
Was
that's
he on there
like,
tonight?
Yes,
yes,
he was on there tonight. Yes.
You won't recognize him.
He got rid of his bush, his hairdo. He shaved it all off.
I was going to say, he's telling people about shaving his bush?
No, I'm talking about his hair.
Bush.
He had an
bush.
Afro. Remember when he had an afro?
I don't want to see his bush.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. He had very,
Sterner,
very curly cut.
I'll tell you,
he was cute.
Ruben Sterner, he lost weight. He looked fantastic. But
he was the winner.
Not good. No, yeah,
yes.
He sucked. He had one song and that was it. His label fired him because he couldn't produce anymore.
Oh, Poor Richmond Center. Oh, my God, that's the McDonald's down the street from me. I mean, the
Burger
King.
King, I told you. I told you.
I took
you
a picture of it. That's Poor Richmond Center. That's why I was just there the other day.
That's right by you. That's a forest. That's
oh, my God.
I mean,
that is right by me at 4th Avenue in Crystal or whatever.
Did you see I saw it on Facebook this morning that there was a employee from McDonald's in California. Now, this employee was Employee of the Year for like 5 years. And for the past 2 years, he's been using his ejaculation into the sauce in the Big Mac.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
They should fucking
that one man,
that out.
One man
he's
said
that shit.
He couldn't take, he said he noticed it tasted something different in the Big Mac for years, It was always a tangy taste to it, yeah. And one of the workers caught him coming out of the bathroom with a cylinder, and he would put his own...
Poor choice of word.
Oh, that's disgusting. You didn't know what these dirtbags... Because you know what the manager told
him? He was giving it to people, or he was eating it.
You know, he was putting it in the sauce for the Big Mac.
For the Big Mac when you order.
Sauce, it's a Big Mac sauce.
Not
he was
McDonald's.
Adding it
well,
into the mixture.
This is what sucks about
God.
These fast food. And then they want to raise them $15 an hour. Are you freaking crazy? You know what the hell they do to the food? You see all on the news how they get caught. And there's no managers there to watch them.
You know, this thing about this person dying, my friend Nicole put it up, but she didn't write. You know what somebody put as a comment of the 34-year-old dying in the car? Somebody put, what, bad whopper? That's just not.
It was a bad whopper that killed him. Could it have been a milkshake?
Can you imagine the shit that goes on behind closed doors in restaurants or whatever?
Listen, I used to know when I worked at Applebee's on Richmond Avenue, what happened. As I was a host, I had to go back there and see what the hell the food. Oh my God, on the floor was disgusting. This was like in 1999. I was like, this is why I had to get out because I was like, ugh. It's disgusting, especially when these Mexicans only wash their freaking hands. I don't know how they got an A, though.
Well, this guy's from Township, New Jersey. He's not even from Staten Island, but still, oh my God.
I told you, and they found drugs on him, so. You know what? I have no sympathy for people like that.
Unconscious and responsive inside the vehicle at 20 Willowbrook Road. That's Willowbrook Road.
No one uses their brain anymore. I'm sorry. No one uses their brain. So.
No, well, I think that, you know, so much drugs and stuff is too much. 20-year-old man arrested after found unconscious in car. Another one in West Brighton.
Yep, I saw that one too. And slashing, like some three people were rushed to a hospital. It was a slash. You know what? It's this mayor. He's turning New York City like a danger zone. And this stupid commissioner, I mean, whatever his name is, the commissioner, captain, whatever he is, he sucks too. They should have kept Ray Kelly, and they should have kept, I'll tell you, they should have kept Bloomberg.
Bless you.
Good and tight.
Thank you.
Next time, don't sneeze in front of the phone.
Wow.
Germs.
Do you sneeze in threes?
No.
Almost.
Oh, because I know some people do, so I was just going to say, bless you, and bless you.
And then go to the lotto and play the lotto. Supposed to be you sneeze three times, you got to play the lotto.
It's not your blood. So, Adam, have you been to Ralph's now?
Oh, wait, let me ask you something. You see on the news about this lady and her family is suing the funeral homes because her mother's bones were not, they were giving the wrong person's bones? Wasn't
what do you mean,
mother?
When they cremated them?
I don't know, but she came back from overseas. I don't know. It's on the news now on Fox 5, and they gave
how
her.
How were they
twice,
supposed to know the mother's bones?
Wait,
really?
The twice they gave her the wrong body, like the wrong bones or something like that. I don't know what the hell.
I want to know how they knew what the bones
remains of another person. They got the remains of another person from a funeral home.
Well, that's if you open up mom and it's not mom. Look, it's dead. You know, but that's different. But bones, if you cremate, they ain't going to know. That's the only thing. Like, you know, when you get cremated, and I'm going to get cremated, they put your, you know, go on the internet and look up how they cremate. They show you how you cremate a body and how they scrape you out and put you in a grinder and grind up your bones because, and your teeth and stuff. Well, they do. But I don't see them washing out the grinder from the person they had in there before that. So you're mixed in with God knows
who. So you're
going
to get
You're going to get cremated? I don't want to be cremated.
Yes, I am. I'm going to get cremated. You know what? I'm going to have a party because I'm going to be part of a bunch of people. There's going to be little flakes of people with me, so I'm going to have a party in my urn. I hope there's some good-looking men in there.
With big penises?
Well, that part could be in there, too. That would be interesting.
At least you wouldn't
have to be. So I don't have to be bothered with them. I could just, like, have sex with the penis. I don't have to be bothered with the man
you
himself.
You hear me? At least you wouldn't have to bang.
But yeah, be in with me.
In both ends.
When I get laid out, I want everybody to put dildos around my coffin.
Mouth,
can you see one hanging? Can you see somebody dead in a coffin with a dildo in their mouth? I bet you it's happened in the past.
That
is
funny.
Why does it do that on grandma's mouth?
She just sucked it and dried. Don't worry.
Why does
it have vagina?
Why is her lips vibrating?
Why is her ears coming out? Why is the vibrator coming out of her ears?
We're
the dirtiest bastards on the podcast.
What do you think my show is rated R from now on?
It's your fault, not mine.
Well, you know what? Some of it is my fault. I'll take blame for
90% that. 90% is your fault. Only 8%
okay,
is mine.
Okay, I'll take the blame.
Unless you get Dirty Elmo back on.
I wonder if you tell them if they could sew a dildo into the vagina when you die.
Sew it in? Now, why do you have to sew it in? All you have to do is crazy glue it in.
Well,
and vibrate it, turn it on, and turn it on.
They could put one in both directions as cork.
If you wait long enough, you could just
glue it.
If you wait long enough, you can just stick it in and let it dry, and the crust around it will hold it in. I have to go there. I'm sorry.
What crust?
What crust?
I have nightmares now. Thank you.
Well.
I have nightmares now.
Well, when you get,
the
you know, wet.
Penis is coming.
When you get wet down there and stuff, you know, if you're wet and then, well, it'll be dead, it won't be wet. Put some KY jelly down there and then let it dry. It's like glue.
I'm still trying to figure out why they wash you before they do you.
Oh, my God. I watched that once. They scrub you so much. It's sort of like, I don't know. It was on a show once. It was on an autopsy show on TV. And they were showing you how they scrub your body from head to toe with a brush and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it'd be the best bath you ever get in your life.
With dial.
Well, you won't get in your life because you'll be dead. But, I don't understand it. The pesticide, what do they think, you know? I can see if you're a bum on the street and you come in with shit all over you. But what are your normal person?
Oh,
you
my
know,
God. Speaking of bums, I went on the PATH train this morning. Holy shit, 3 cars on the PATH train had 2 bums on it. My God, the stench. That people weren't even going in those cars. How the hell did they even get on them? Aww. Oh, my God, these poor... Oh. They wanted to vomit at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God,
I'm
fucking babe.
I don't understand that they can go to places to take showers.
It's drug addicts, mostly of them. A lot of them are
alcoholics. Yeah, but you know what?
They're
drug addicts, but can't they smell? I mean, they can smell themselves.
No,
they
once
be
you're
around
high, if you're too high, you don't
smell. No, but the stench that these guys, oh, my God.
That's just like when I had an interview yesterday, and on the express bus coming home, 3 ladies, well, 1 lady come on, And two guys, God, they fucking smelled. Like, you could tell the fucking one smelled like cigarettes, and the two other ones smelled like fucking death.
What does death smell like?
I don't know, death. Squatted corpse.
He's assuming that's what death would smell like if, you know, but, you know, I haven't seen a bum in such a long time. It really saddens me to see that they're all...
No,
yeah.
Some of them are lions.
Come with me every morning to New Jersey Penn Station. You'll see
them. Some of them are lions, and you can't trust them because some of them are just out there to scam the
and
people.
Every and day they come ask me for money.
Come go, like
yeah,
me
but if they don't smell, if they don't smell, chances are they're liars. If they smell, they're probably not liars. They probably really do live on the street.
Listen.
But if they smell good, then they're probably just doing it for the day.
And if they're wearing Adidas sneakers or something, Nike sneakers, white sneakers, really? And speaking,
yeah.
I have an iPod as a phone with earplugs, really? Please. How you fucking charge it then? Come on.
Yeah, because I've seen people that, you ever see the thing on Facebook with that lady that makes leash, she's this hunchback old little old lady, and then she gets into this car and she walks out of the car all dressed nice and stuff. Yeah, I mean, some of them, let me tell you, they make a lot of money.
Well, yesterday I went to Dunkin' Donuts in the city, and a bum was like, oh, can I spend some change with Dunkin' Donuts? No, I'm not fucking giving you money. Get a fucking, I walk past him and go, get a fucking job. There's nothing wrong with you. You, please. I would walk with you to go get a fucking donut, but I'm not going to give you cash, sorry.
He wanted to share a donut with you?
No, he wanted, he's like, oh, I want to get donuts. Do you have change? I'm like, fuck you, I walk past him. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Lie.
Yeah.
They're liars. They're liars. There's nothing wrong. You could get a fucking job. Stop hunting.
Well, what about
people.
That woman that was living? She was living in an abandoned building. She was an older woman. And when she died, they found her. She had garbage bags full of money. She had over $1 million from begging.
Shit, I would take that money and run. Well, that's karma.
I mean, pretty soon I'm going to be out there. You're going to be seeing me. Carlo, I know you. Carlo, can you spare a dime?
I'll be like, goodbye.
Carlo, can you give me a meat egg pie and with the meat? I got to buy my baby new shoes.
Go to pay less, buy one, get one.
What thing I am? Okay. I was going to say, what thing I am? One legged turtle.
Bongo, that's called a bongo. Buy one, get one. Yeah, well.
You know, I mean, if you're making $1 million from begging, really? You know, is it so bad? You know,
that's
but.
That's an awful lot of begging.
I wonder if she was doing something else through the years on that begging, but that's a lot of money. But, you know, I mean, well, with my luck, I'm probably really going to need that. I shouldn't talk. I shouldn't say anything bad. It's going to come back and bite me in the ass because that might be me when I'm homeless and on the street.
No, you're not going to be like that. You have friends that care about you. Now, shut up.
Well, I could go 1 week at one house and 1 week at another house and 1 week. I'll be a gypsy.
Walk like
pass
me around.
We'll give you a tambourine and some gold hoop earrings. And I am the woman of the gypsy.
I already have
you know
all that stuff. I'm already
I know what
prepared
you can do.
For it.
You can make your money. Being a psychic.
You can open up a card in front of the door of your house and say, psychic reading, $5.
No, get the crystal ball. Get the crystal ball and read. I see your
future. You know, guys, I have a crystal ball. I have the witch cards because I've done readings, and I have the gypsy apple because I've
know, you
made a
power. Hello.
There you
so
go.
I am ready.
To go.
Gypsy Debbie. That's what we'll call you. Gypsy Debbie.
Now, my mother called me a witch. My mother called me a witch today because they said that I when I went to Boston, we were talking about this, because the Yankees were playing Boston tonight. And I said, I just felt that I belong. I've gone to a lot of places, and I never felt that connected to any place in my life as it did to Boston. And I could live there. I mean, I honestly loved Boston. I've been, like I said, I've never really loved any place in my life.
You can't move to Boston.
My mother said I'm a witch. It's 4 hours away. My mother said that's because you're a witch.
My mother was a
Salem.
Witch.
Salem's in Boston. I've been to Salem.
My mother is a witch.
Yeah, but
she
I am a witch.
She had voodoo dolls. She had voodoo dolls. Never worked, though. And a Ouija board.
I made a voodoo doll, my friend. You can make them, and I know how to do them. And I don't mean out of cloth. This one was out of dough. And we put it in her boyfriend's arm, and then we the pin, and we put it in the closet. Don't you know he had trouble with his arm?
He didn't play with his wee wee.
Swear to God, huh?
You could have made his wee wee on the doll and play with it.
No, she didn't want to destroy that. She was still using it. But
maybe you should suck something up his hole. The dirty minded that we are.
Yeah, and if I was you, you know, we disposed of it in the way you're supposed to, you know, and stuff. But she was horrified. She was like, I can't believe this. But this is a long time ago, and she actually still lives there. And, you know, so that part I know. I know how to do – I know how to do a lot of things, but I feel – and it's not because of the witch thing. I just feel that I should live in Boston, and I'm going back. I know I'm going back. I'm jealous because Linda's going, and I was like, I want to go back. You know, I never wanted to go back to any place like I did Boston. I took a bus for 4 hours.
You can't move back. I told you that.
You know, it's like four. It's Why is
she going for business?
Yes. And
any
I
news
went
about
to Forward Village House. Huh? I
any
mentioned it to her, but she knows she has to go do another. I know she's going to Texas eventually. I know she's going to Ohio. But she has to do another thing in June. She said, I think it's the end of June. So she said, let her know. And I said, June? We usually do, you know, but Wanda Sykes isn't. And I see it on the Bogota screen last week. So when it gets closer to that, we'll deal with that.
How is she getting to Texas if she don't fly?
No, she's going to fly for that.
Oh,
she flies. She flew.
Just
she flew
tell her not
to
go to Tennessee. Don't go to Tennessee or North Carolina or
Why?
Or Mississippi. Because now Tennessee's passing that against gay people. It's getting fucking ridiculous, this country.
Against gay people?
Yes. It's a religious bill, which is bullshit. A religious bill about hating gays can't serve them, can't
oh,
have jobs.
That's the Bible belt.
That's a bullshit. Crap. It should be fucking burned in hell.
I don't know how they could do that. I don't understand.
And they let it do. And look what happened to the other one, the governor that's about to sign it. All the other companies were getting out of there, which is good. Disney, everything. You're like, freak that. We're getting out of here. When I open up, because there was one place I heard that it was going to open where it was jobs. I think it was in Mississippi. And since they passed that hate bill, they say, now it's off the books. We're not coming to your state for what you've done. Sorry.
I can't believe that they would allow that.
If these Republican bastard religious assholes.
Republicans are not good. I mean, they're really hard. You could, you know, they're really
hard
on a lot of
I'll
things.
Tell you, Giuliani, yeah, he's a Republican, but he wouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. He would never pass a bill like that. Giuliani, even though he's Republican, he would never have done that.
I can't believe some people I know that are Republicans. How could you be such a stuck-up? You know, I mean, they're the ones with the money and
well,
stuff.
Well, if Giuliani was running, everyone would probably vote him in.
You know, but...
they're the ones
that
have the most skeletons in the closet.
And, the, well, you know, they're the ones with the
yeah,
money
a lot
and
of them
the,
are.
They
and
control
like,
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how most people are just this average working person, you know.
America should be free. Everybody should be equal. But it's like they're tearing us apart again.
But, Pete, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't know what a Democrat and a Republican is, and they don't get it and stuff.
Republicans
and they
like
don't...
the rich people. Democrats like the poor and the middle class.
Well, the Republican is your average, whatever. I mean, your Republicans, you're rich, you're stuck up, you're don't want the taxes raised and or whatever because they have to... and this and that, and we don't want taxes raised either, but a Democrat is your everyday Joe with an everyday job. And I was going to say your blue-collar worker, but yes and no, because some of them are Republicans. You know,
or
your middle class, whatever, you know, that they work more to... For that type of people than the Republicans. The Republicans want to put a Republican in so they can, you know, garnish their money and get more out of their money. And I can understand it, but for the little person it does nothing for. And, you know... I mean, I think there's more little people than there are rich people, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, so there's Republicans. You know, that's why with Trump, even with the, he's a freaking Republican, and he has a lot of money, even though he swears he's not going to do anything to
Ed
little,
Cruz.
And that's
bullshit.
What are
you saying about the wall? The wall, I think. Bob, electrocute it and booby trap it.
Yeah, but where did he even come from? I don't even remember him. Next minute, he's out there. But did you see that thing on my page about it doesn't matter about voting anyway because of
your votes
how
don't
it's
count
controlled?
It.
You know, whoever they want to be president, I don't think they're going for... Trump, I will really be shocked if Trump becomes president. I really
didn't have the superstars. Well, the actors will probably leave. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Go.
I have more faith in our country that they won't allow this. So, yeah, see what happens.
Number one, I don't
anyway.
Want Cruz because he's a bastard who hates New York. And he's a religious bastard, too. So. And he's not from here. He's from Canada. I don't want no freaking Canadians.
How can a Canadian be president? You have to be born in this country.
Look, Obama. He's a Muslim. How can he be a freaking president?
Yeah, he could be a Muslim. It doesn't mean he was born out of this. You could be a Muslim and born in this country.
He was born in Kenya, so what the hell? He snuck over the white and he took the Mayflower.
Yeah, well, you know, Donald Trump kept trying to do that. And right then he was showing... his president, his prejudice against people because he was harping on him being born in another country and this and that and exposing him. Right then, he was showing how much he dislikes foreigners. And this country is made up of
foreigners.
Come
on. I don't care. You know what? We're letting people in too much with everything giving them handed to them. And this monkey that's in office already, he wants to get these... Now we're taking in more refugees from freaking Syria and giving them everything handed to them. Why? When we can't even deal with the people here that are homeless, really homeless is the vet. Come on, it's not like you care.
We do have to make it tougher for people coming into this country.
And not to get married to a U.S. citizen because they just want to be here and use a green card and then divorce their husband, please, or wife. That needs to stop.
Visas need to stop. We need to get abolish it all. No more people coming in. We need to worry about the people here.
Some of it, some of them really want to be here for good intentions.
No, they don't. They just want the free money so they can take all the work off the books. They don't pay taxes and send the money back to Mexico where they can live like kings and queens. That's what they do. And then you always hear about it every day. That's what they do with the money. Even they send the welfare money over there. So our taxpayers are going to pay them to ship our American dollars over to their country.
Yeah, but, well, I know that a lot of
I don't
shit...
care no more. I can't stand freaking people. I don't give a shit about foreigners. I can't stand them in the city as it is because they have no fucking respect from anybody. That's why they
but
get
you
shot
know what?
And killed.
Well, if you think about it, we're all foreigners, really, because we all had ancestors.
No, I was born here, and
place.
I don't care.
A lot of my relatives were from Italy and came here. And... in London. So I was born here too, but my relatives weren't. My grandparents weren't.
And he never looked back at Poland. He never looked back at Poland. He's like, I'm American. That's why he never taught his my mother how to speak Polish. Whatever they use.
Your mother had to speak Polish.
I care less. Yeah, my grandfather
spoke English.
Polish. My grandfather spoke Polish when he came over. But he never told his daughters how to speak it because he's like, I'm an American, so why should I teach them that? And I think Americans should have English as its national English. I don't care what you speak at home, you don't do it on the streets. Like every other country, you got to speak their language. Well, I think we should just be English like we were supposed to be.
Hey, if I lose you, okay, no, all right. But, well, it's about that time for Carlo anyway, but, you know, of course, if you're in this country, you got to speak English. That's what you are.
That's what I said, because you know, they could be talking behind your back and talking about destroying us.
You know, but, Carlo, it's about that TikTok time.
TikTok.
And,
TikTok.
The witch is... The witches cock.
Oh, no. The witches have cocks now. Oh, my God. They're flying on broomstings. Well, we know they fly, you know. Some of them that have
sticks. You sure that a broomstick?
They stick the broomstick up their ass and they sleep.
That makes them fly.
Oh, I have an interview tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
On the island.
Oh, even better.
By the ferry.
Wow.
I don't know who I sent my resume to. I just sent it out to everybody, and I don't remember who I sent it to. And the person called today.
I deal with around there. What's the number?
It's Hyatt Avenue. It's by the new courthouse. Hyatt Avenue Street. It's Hyatt Street.
I know that. Oh, my God. Oh, what time? I'm going to be there tomorrow at 12:30, right there.
11 o'clock, please.
I'm going to be right around there at 12:30.
Marissa's going to be at family court, trying to get us about money for her ex, her oldest son's father, deadbeat father that is not paying child support.
Oh.
Yeah, so. And the guy called me, left a message because I didn't know who the hell the number was, so I let it go to voicemail. He's like, hi, Emma. You know, about your resume, blah, blah, blah. We are down to earth job, data analyst, blah, blah, blah. We got a few openings. We wear jeans and stuff like that. I was like, woo, jeans? Because I called him back, so I have an appointment tomorrow at 11.
Oh, well, pretty cool. I might run into you. Who knows?
Really run into me. Bing.
Run him over. Run him over.
Ah!
Oh, then I'll be a pancake. You don't want me as a pancake.
But, no, not really, no.
Make sure
oh, my goodness. They're saying that Michael J. Fox is losing his battle against Parkinson. Hmm.
Well, look, someone else died today. Oh, he was a wrestler. Blackjack Mulligan.
All these people are just... country singer.
Oh, yeah, the country singer. See, they're all going.
What country singer?
Haggerty?
The one Linda Carter.
Mel Haggerty or whatever?
Yeah, Linda Carter posted on her Facebook that she sang with him. See, I get all the info. I was like, who is he?
Yeah, but no, I know of him from years ago. That's how old I am.
Well, the one that's still kicking around, that's still kicking is Cal Burnett, Angela Lansbury, who's like 90, and Betty White, who's 93. And whoever else is... Oh, and what's his face? From Heart to Heart, Robert Wagner. Stephanie Powell.
Yeah, he
Golden.
Killed his wife. I
they
think
never
he killed
it.
Natalie Wood.
I did
think
too.
Him and Christopher Walker killed her. But he knows about it.
She actually didn't float.
She what?
Back then they had no forensics.
Well, you know what? She's name is Natalie Wood. I thought Wood floats.
Wood was stuck in her. Get it? Wood was stuck in her.
We're terrible. Poor Natalie.
What? I told you that Wood gets stuck in Natalie. Wood?
It splinters.
Hey, it must have hit a good nerve.
She died from massive splinters.
With a big hard wood inside of her.
So terrible.
But it's funny. Oh, did you see what I posted?
Carlo,
that
I'm going to send you
him.
Off. Let's send Carlo off with a bang.
With wood.
With a bomb.
Well, you got to take care of that part because I can't. I don't carry a wood.
You carry a stick.
I will see you on Saturday.
We'll see
you
Saturday.
Yes, you will,
girl.
Dear. Thank you for joining. Ready.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you guys.
I love you, too. Talk to you Saturday.
Bye. You'll have a woody evening.
Yeah. I'm going to put some firewood.
if you hear wood burning, that's Adam thinking.
Yeah.
Good night, baby.
Good night. Bye.
Hi. And like always, you know, my God, we have like 15 minutes left, but I just, you know, he gets up so early. They get up so early, but I enjoy them a lot, but we wind up talking more about what's going on. And that's part of it, though. With the show and everything, it's about talking about your life, talking about the hassles in your life. It's like therapy. So I hope that, you know, you consider that, and you can call any time, and you can join the therapy session, and it doesn't cost you a penny. You know, so anytime you want to, we're here. And like always, have a wonderful tomorrow.